The word woke, as some of you know, is kind of in play because it can symbolize different things. And if you Google this, you will be entertained for hours, I promise. There are basically two schools of thought about the word woke, and they kind of break down on political lines. On the one hand, and I don't know, I'll just choose my left hand, people think that woke means enlightened, aware, suddenly paying attention to social injustice and quick to speak up about it, right? On the other hand, and I'll just use my right hand, they have so much fun with the word woke. There are many hilarious definitions. My favorite is a state of intellectual superiority caused by reading the Huffington Post. So you have these two excellent definitions of woke. But what you need to know is that woke is everywhere. If you are surviving today in the workplace, you are surrounded by people who think of themselves as woke. And if they see something that they believe is an act of social injustice, they are going to speak up. The diet woke was just a little something I thought was funny. So what that means for you guys is probably more complaints, probably expectations that you will handle those complaints in a better way. That's kind of what we're running up against. So why are we talking about this? Because of this number, 90%. And I preach this number all the time. And you're thinking, what is 90%? Could that be the number of you sitting in here right now who just now ordered your mother something for Sunday? Possibly. Possibly, yes. But it's not that. It's actually this stat that I love. 90% of employees who eventually file suit initially report their concerns internally.